IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. And we're going to speak about Imam Hussein's virtues. So be with us. Today, Monday, is the 27th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verse 46 of chapter Al-A'raf, and then we'll learn more about this.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون.
And between them will be a partition, and on its elevations are men who recognize all by their mark. And they call out to the companions of paradise, "Peace be upon you." They have not yet entered it, but they long intensely.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Who are the people of A'raf? In the Islamic narrations and the statements of the commentators, there are some various attitudes about them. Some of them believe that these people are some saints of Allah who will stand on a high place between heaven and hell and who recognize all people. Some others introduce these people as some weak persons who have both some sins and worshipping, and they are waiting for the grace of Allah. Yet perhaps the weak people are kept in A'raf waiting for their fate. But the saints of Allah who are standing on A'raf will come to help them and will intercede them. Again today, we have some points about Imam Hussein's virtues. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is distinguished amongst other martyrs and revolutionaries by characteristics that excel all others. He became the master of all martyrs from the first to the last, and this is not because he is an infallible imam, but it is because of the majesty of the aims for which he started his revolution, the immensity of the sacrifice that he offered, and the perfection he achieved in various dimensions. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny is reported as saying, "He who wants to see the one inhabitant of the earth, who is most beloved by the inhabitants of the skies, he should look at Al-Hussein." The Messenger, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny is also reported as saying, Truly, Hussein is one of the gates of paradise. He who opposes him, Allah would deny him even the scent of paradise. Perhaps only this hadith is sufficient, so as not mentioned any more hadith about the station of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In Ziyarat al-Nahya, our master Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, praises his excellent personality in the following words: "And you fulfilled your duties and responsibilities with utmost readiness. Renowned for your charity, you performed the midnight prayer in darkness. Your path was firm, you were benevolent among the creatures, greatest among the precedents, noble with regard to the lineage and eminent with regard to ancestry, and you had an exalted position and several other excellences. You were of a commendable character and played generous. You were forbearing, sober, patient, benevolent, knowledgeable, rigorous. A martyred imam, patient, beloved by the believers, dreadful for the believers. You are the son of the Prophet of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the deliverer of the Holy Quran, and the arms of the nation, ummah, and the one who endeavored in the way of Allah's obedience. Protector of the oath and covenant, you hated the path of the transgressors. A bestower upon those in trouble. One who prolonged the bowing and prostration. You remained abstinent from the world. You always viewed it with the sight of the one who has to leave it soon." Then he continues to say, "I wonder at myself that I am about to glorify the one whose praise has exhausted the paper. The water of the seas is insufficient to fill the book of your excellence, so that I may dip my finger in it to turn the pages thereof to read it."
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
This is today's special on Imam Hussein, the Universalist. Imam Hussein's message is stamped on people's heart because it was laced with blood. The hearts of millions of people are conscious of the sincerity of this message, especially when he recited, "I look upon death as felicity and regard life in the shadows of the oppressors as nothing but unhappiness." That is living in indignity, in the doldrums of injustice, and barely surviving is not the type of life a free man would want to live. Thus, better die with honor than live in shame was his motto. That means that of martyrs. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, chose the position from which he would attack the regime. His rationale was that of a person racing to martyrdom. From the inhospitable terrain of Karbala, Iraq, he wanted the whole world to know his rejection of the ruler of his days, who was not fit to rule. He did not have the tools to write his call, and yet his message transcended the barriers of time, place, and race to rest in the hearts and minds of the people.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyida shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today's special and the virtues of Imam al-Hussein and his companions. One of the virtues is honor and dignity. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Imam Hussein's speeches, especially from Medina to Karbala, displayed his firm desire for honor and dignity. It is unfortunate when people take time to consider whether or not to give in to the temptation of sinning and try to find excuses. A true believer does not need to reconsider committing a sin or not, especially when his or her honor is concerned. One way to better understand the importance of it is to bear in mind that one of the universal tasks of all the prophets was to help people establish social justice. As in the Holy Quran, verse 57, chapter 57, verse 25, Allah said, "Certainly we have sent all the messengers with manifest truth and gave them book and scale or law so that people establish justice." Another value close to justice, sometimes that comes directly under justice, is dignity.
Everything that has to do with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is exceptional. Everything. For example, when you examine the river of Furat by which the Imam alayhi salam was slaughtered and massacred, the narrations of Ahlul Bayt tell us that there is no river, there is no water more blessed than the river of Furat. Drinking this water increases your love for the Imam alayhi salam and for the Ahlul Bayt. And this water has the power of healing. Another narration tells us that every night an angel descends and he takes a heavenly musk, this, you know, fragrant smell from paradise, and he pours it into the river of Furat. And you know, even historically, this river has been the most blessed river in history, because this river allowed for the cradle of civilization to take place in modern Iraq. And one of the amazing aspects of this river is that it provides effortless irrigation. It's very easy to irrigate the farmlands because of the way this river is situated, because of the geology of this river, the geography of this river. Indeed, it is a blessed river, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it in honor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. When you examine the soil, the grave of the Imam alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the power of healing in the soil of the Imam's grave. And this is one way in understanding the greatness of the Imam alayhi salam. One day the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was playing with Al-Imam al-Hussein. Jibra'il descends upon him. He tells him, "Ya Rasulullah, do you love Hussein?" He says, "Yes, of course, I love Hussein." Jibra'il tells him, "Ya Rasulullah, your ummah will kill Hussein." The Prophet, peace be upon him, begins to cry. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is in a state of despair. Jibra'il tells him, "Ya Rasulullah, would you like me to show you the soil, the turba of Karbala, on which he shall be massacred?" And by the way, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he mentions and he confirms this incident in his book. This is not something which our scholars have only narrated. The Prophet said, "Yes, I want to see that." Jibra'il, he with the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allowed the Prophet to see the land of Karbala, and he took some soil from that land and he gave it to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. This is the greatness of the Imam alayhi salam.
With this nice sentence, we say goodbye and fi amanillah to all of you. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي.
ومماتي ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.